pastimes of Krishna, teachings of Mahaprabhu. When first this creation was, world were created first, the first half period, first Brahma, there are lakhs, thousands and thousands of Brahma, not only. Among these Brahma, so many has been proliferated. So, the first Brahma, when he created this external world, by the mercy of Krishna and by the help of Maya, Mahamaya, at that time there was a king in India where Krishna took his siksha from Sandipani Muni, that is Avanti Nagari, very old city, oldest city. And there scenery is so okay, so beautiful. A Kshipra named Nadi, river ship flows there. So that king was very religious. He wanted to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead with his own these material eyes. And he was so waiting and waiting, when a day will come that I will see my Lord. In the meantime, a Brahmin devotee came there and he told that, oh, Neel Madhav is very beautiful deity and anyone will see him, he will be just liberated and he will go to Golok, Vaikuntha Golok. Now he was thinking how to take darshan. Where is Neel Madhav? So he sent his priest and so many devotees, Brahmins, here and there, in all directions. After 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, all returned. But the priest named Vidyapati, who went in east side, he did not return. He was searching and searching. Went in the east coast, east of India, oh, near ocean, Indian Ocean. And he was searching here and there. One day he was in the evening, he was searching a hosting place. And all the villagers told that you can be hosted in the house of a prominent leader of this village. He is very religious minded. And he went there. It was evening. The householder was not there. He has gone anywhere. But he is very beautiful teenage girl was there. She told that my father is not here, he has gone to anywhere. You can wait, my father let come. And he was waiting here. In the evening her father came, and he was very happy to have seen a very beautiful personality. He told that you can live here for some days, and he allowed, and he told her daughter that you should take care of this Brahmin and you can give him food and everything. You should look after for all things. There should be no lacking of anything. So she was very beautiful, teenage girl. She began to serve him. He was waiting for some days there, and he was searching here and there. He smelled a very beautiful fragrance there. Especially when the father of girl used to come, the master of house used to come. Very high class of fragrance used to come. He thought that I should wait for some days here, and then it may be that I can search the model. And he made a friendship with that girl. And that this relation went so high that the father wanted that this boy, Brahmin boy, is very qualified and very beautiful and young. So if he likes, then I can marry my daughter to him. And he proposed to Brahmin, and Brahmin thought that it may be helpful for my object. And so he allowed, and marriage was done. And they became wife and husband. One day he told to his wife, "Now you are my wife. I have so much belief on you. Can you tell in the night your father where goes for worship?" She told, "I know, but my father has told one not to tell this. But you are my husband, so I cannot keep anything secret from you. My father goes to worship Neel Madhav." Oh, he became very happy that after a long time I have heard the name of Neel Madhav. And Neel Madhav is here anywhere, and the householder goes to worship Neel Madhav. Then he requested her wife that, "Wife, I want that you should help. I want to see Neel Madhav." She told, "Yes, I will help you." And one day, this girl, when his father returned from worship in the evening, he used to go daily in after 12, and returning in morning. And again, next day, after same time, he used to go and return back, not in night. So when his father returned, after taking prasadam, she went and sat on the lap of his father. And with very love and affection, she told, "My dear father, I want one boon from you." He told her, "Oh, very good. I want to give you what you want." She told that, "This is very secret thing. I want that you will be hesitate to give me, but I want. What you want? I want that you should show my husband where you go to worship Neel Madhav." Oh, she began to think whether I should tell or not. But the daughter told, "If you are not showing my husband Neel Madhav, then I will take poison and I will die." Then he went in dilemma, what to do? I should save my Yula. Only this is my only daughter, no other child. So I must obey this, I should give this bone. And he told them, "Oh, I may take him, your husband, and I will show him Neel Madhav. But I will keep a blindfold. And I will take there. And there I will take it all out, and he will take darshan, and after that I will again put cloth. And then I will, so that he should not know that where he is. But he can take darshan." Oh. She told to her husband that, "You should go with my father, and he will give you blind cloth. You should take no harm. And I will give some seed of mustard seed. And now it is rainy day. You should go with him, and one putting, you should go there. And after some time, they will come out, and so yellow flowers will be there. And then one day you can go yourself following these flowers. Oh, he became very happy, and he was agreed that he should put blindfold. And it became like so. Oh, the father of God put blindfold, and he took with him on a bullock cart. And in a zigzag way. But he was putting one. And father was not knowing. And when he went on the foot of hill, he took him on the hill. And when he went in the temple of Nilmadhav, he opened his eyes. And he saw Nilmadhav. Very beautiful deity. Four-handed. And he became so happy. Oh, I was searching this for a long, long time. So many months. Now I am satisfied. My life is now. His father-in-law told that wait a little here. I am going to forest to bring some flowers and some other things, utensils for Maria to worship him. And he went to bring flowers and all these things. And in the meantime, he was seeing that there was a pond very nearby. And there was a tree there. And on the branch of tree, a black crow was sitting there. And that branch has gone over the water pond. And he was sleeping. At once he fell down in the water. And he died, and once his soul came with 4 handed. And Garud came and took that 4 handed devotee's personality on his back, and he at once flew over to Vaikuntha. Oh, then he thought that, oh, I must go on the bench of that tree, and also I should jump in the water, and also I will be 4 handed, I will go to Vaikuntha. I should not wait for any time. At once he began to climb on the tree. In the meantime, a sky aerial sound came. Don't die. At once he should go to return to Maharaj King Indradyumna. And he should tell him these things, that here is Nilmadhav. And there are so many things that will happen. So don't die. In the meantime, father-in-law came and told, oh, come on. He never knew all these things. And he worshipped. But he also heard that, oh, Nilmadhav is telling to him, oh, for a long time you have served him. Now there is a very high class of devotee in the Dimna. I want to take his royal service. Don't be afraid and don't be worried. Then he became upset. Oh, this Thakur will go to Indradyumna. I cannot bear separation. So he imprisoned that boy. And he get that, and he brought to him his house and present. Oh, seeing this present, that he will return and tell the king, and he will come and take with Nilmadhav. So she was so fearing. But this, his daughter was waiting now, feeling so much separation. She told that if you are not giving him, take him out of jail, then I will suicide at once. And she was ready to suicide. So his heart melted and he released him. And then he quickly ran away to Indradyumna. Walking for months. And he went Avantika, in middle of India. And there he told, oh, king became very happy. And he took his whole soldiers, his whole family, and wanted to bring at once Nilmadhav from there in his kingdom and to worship whole life. Anyhow, he reached with whole associates there. But saw, oh, there were mustard oil seeds there, flowers. But when he reached there, he saw that all hill is covered with sand. There were no trees of hell, hill. Oh, what to tell Bindumadhav? Nilmadhav. Oh, Bindumadhav, I remember. Then
He began to weep. And he told that, I will give up my life if I am not taking darshan of Neel Madhav. And he went to see nearby, and he sat there on Kush. Kush Asan, you know?
Blade of grass.
Blade of grass. No.
And he gave up his eating, drinking and everything. And remember, Bindu Madhav, Bindu Madhav, Neel Madhav, Neel Madhav. As I'm always chanting, Bindu Madhav, Bindu Madhav. And he was chanting like this. A sky, again, aerial came, sound. Oh, don't be worried. Don't worry. I will not give you darshan in the shape of Neel Madhav. But I will be like four. Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra and Chakshu Darshan. Daru Brahma. You should wait near sea where Banki Muhana is there, now Chakratirth. Where Puri Maharaj has made his mat. There, like this. Going this way and then in Bangop Sagar. In them, like towards, molding towards Bengal. So you should go there and wait. And a Daru Brahma will come. What is Daru Brahma? Very
lot of
wood. A reddish color. And Shankh Chakra Gada Padma shine will be there everywhere. And very fragrant. And you should go there and try to take me. And make it four duties. I will be there and you can worship me. So he was waiting with his whole family and his army. Shankh Chakra Gada Padma. And he bowed down to that trunk. And he tried so much hard to take that trunk from ocean and to take it in his
kingdom
place. But so many elephants, so many
strong
persistent, and whole army even could not take him out of water. Again, aerial sound came that bring my old servant from there. His name was Vishwabasu Daita. Very prominent there. So bring you. And he will touch, he will take me from one side. And your that Brahman?
Vidyapati.
The son-in-law of that person. She will take me in another side. And then bring a golden chariot for me. And easily I will come out. And then you can make everything. Then he went there and he brought with honor that Vishwabasu, father-in-law, and also father-in-law Vidyapati. And he also called Vidyapati his priest. And he told that you should go in the ocean and you should
lift.
They began to lift and he
pray.
Jai Jagannath, like this, Neel Madhav, Neel Madhav. And he easily was taken out of the, and it was kept in the golden chariot. And he was brought to the place where now temple is, the same temple. And before this he made, by the order of Neel Madhav, he made a very big temple. And he kept that in a big hall. And he called all the carpenters of whole Odisha that you should come. I will give you so much money for this and you can make Bigra. All very, very famous carpenters came there. And they wanted to touch and to make. But they are all instruments. The tools and instruments. Everything was broken. Then an old Brahmin came, Maharana. He told that my name is Maharana. Very beautiful, but old age. And he had brought some
tools.
And he told that I can make you the Vigra. I'm very expert. But actually he was himself Neel Madhav or Jagannath. In the shape of old Brahmin. And he told that I will make. But you will have to promise that I will make it in 21 days. It will take. And the door of this hall will be closed. I will be alone there with my tools. And after 21 days you can open, I will open the door and you can see. And then you can take it in temple and vicar. You can serve it and worship. He told, yes, I will do. I will never close the open the door. And then he went inside. tools, welding, and from inside he locked it. It became 14 days, no sound, thak, thuk, thak, no sound was there. So, after 14 days, no sound was coming. Then he became very worried that he had not taken a drop of water or even not any thing to eat. So he must be dead. What is the matter? He was thinking. But his prime minister told, don't open. There is some mystery in this. So only after 20 days, 21 days you can open. Don't open. But his wife suggested him that if you are not opening now, that he may die and Brahmahatya will come. Brahmahatya, you know?
A scene of killing a Brahman
will come. So we must open this. And that is why. Forcibly, after 14 days he opened, broke the doors, and he entered. Oh, he was in wonder. He saw that, where is Brahmin? Maharana. He never saw him. But he saw that there were four deities. He saw that one deity, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra and Chakra. But not full finished. Only some round figures of eyes were there, some round figure of nose was there, but not decent. And also, his arms were not in full, or fingers were not completed, and feet also not, and fingers and everything were not completed. Then he began to weep. What an offense! I missed your my promise. Now what to do? Then he was weeping and he wanted to suicide himself again. Then an aerial sound again came. Don't be worried. There is some mystery in this, behind this. But Prime Minister told, you have done some offense. And that is why he could not complete. And this vigras are not in force. Sleeping? Yes. After that, a sky voice came. Aerial voice came. Don't worry. It was my wish that I should be manifested like this. There is some reason, very deep reason behind this. So don't worry. You should keep me in temple and we should begin to worship me and all deities. He told, Jagannath told, please carry my orders that the son of that Vishwabasu, that will worship me. Vidyapati has two wives, first wife and second wife. The Brahmin's wives, they will worship Thakurji. And the sons of Shabar wife, they will make cook and they will be called Shuba. Cooking persons. Shubaka. So they will make so many kinds of preparations and cooking. That should be engaged